bringing Christ to the nations and the nations to the church. Daily devotions from Lutheran Hour Ministries.
Guarding Your Faith by Stephen Klink, former director of Lutheran Hour Ministries, Canada, for Friday, February 21st, 2020. The text is Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. Jesus said, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." The son of an English ship's captain had been confirmed on Palm Sunday morning. That evening, the father and the son sat in the captain's headquarters and reviewed the events of the day. Wishing to underscore and deepen the conviction of his son's confirmation vows, the father said, "My boy, light this candle. Go out onto the deck and return to me with the candle still burning." "But father," the boy replied, "if I go up on the deck, the wind will surely blow out the flame." At the continued urging of his father, the son did as he was told. With much shielding and maneuvering, the lad succeeded in keeping the flame burning. With a sense of accomplishment, he returned the burning candle to his father. It was only then that the father explained, "My son, your faith is like this candle. You were confirmed today. Your faith is small and frail right now. From here on out, you will be going out into a big, tempting world. Without attending to your faith, the world can quickly snuff it out, and it will most certainly succeed if you don't take pains to shield it." The father gave good advice. Most people don't put much thought into their confirmation or, more importantly, their baptism. They often view the promises and covenants which were made as things which happened a long time ago, things which really have no meaning for today. People feel that way because they've received adoption into the family of faith by God's grace and not by their own works. And that's an important thing for us to remember. Even though we didn't have anything to do with the benefits and blessings which baptism brings, those blessings are still real. In baptism, the Father comes to us. In baptism, the forgiveness Christ won upon the cross is given to us. In baptism, we were adopted into the family of faith. And in baptism, we have the assurance, no matter what happens to us, that our salvation is secure. Truly, such blessings are worth protecting and shielding. We pray. Dear Father, I thank you for adopting me through the cross of Christ. Help me to remember my baptism each day so that I may be given strength to stand against the gale force winds of life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.